In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us, my most favorite people on the planet. You folks that listen to this show are among the most intelligent and seeking truth. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Ruscullo and I were having a conversation just prior to the show. And he had told me the different airwaves that were going out over now. And I thought, wow, great. And what I've noticed is that it's odd. It's just the state will try to grow the station. Maybe this is part of it. And you're part of it, definitely. Because I've got anywhere between 20 to 50 listeners regardless of whether it's Rumble or YouTube. And I'm on Trim Radio, the network, on both platforms. And so it's interesting, the people that are joining in and that are listening and appreciate the information and comprehend the information. But I made the remark kind of just off the cuff. I said, wow, we've reached the 100th monkey. If we have the same listeners across all the platforms, and I didn't mean that in an insulting way in any way, but I've been waiting for that to happen because we are of hive mind. We are a collective. We can literally know each other's thoughts and the memories. We are psychically intertwined, and we are on the same frequency. And that frequency has a connection back to our creator, but it also has a connection to our future. We've got a fantastic future. It's just that, the garbage that we're going to have experience over the next several years, especially after peace and security. But there's a lot out there that we're facing. However, we were told that certain things would happen. Recorded in Matthew, recorded in Luke. It's interesting, the words that they actually use, slightly different. But there are things that are said in Luke which really apply. And the one, I was going to end with this, maybe I will too. But here's the interesting thing. What Luke said in Luke recorded in the 22nd chapter is, again, this is in sync with the Matthew 24. But he talks about, he says, when you see these things happening, look up, stand erect. Your deliverance is getting near. Look up. Why? Because where was the Christ coming back from? The Messiah coming back from? It's recorded that Jesus would come the same way he left. More accurately, Yeshua. And there's an entanglement when the Bible was translated to Greek, which that the names of the Greek gods were then added. But anyway, when Jesus came back, where would we see him? We'd have to look up. And it's interesting in Acts, the second chapter, Peter was saying, he's quoting the prophet Joel. Second chapter starts in the 17th verse, but just to paraphrase it, he said that there would be signs on earth below and portents in heavens above. And portents means evidence of these days happening. So hey, look up, look around, and notice the things that are happening, because that will give us enlightenment to navigate this mess that they want to perpetrate on us. And the mess starts, the mess starts a long time ago, but that the modern day perpetrators have kind of like all come together. And Riscal, I'm going to read that list if you would. But here's a pretty much complete list of the people who are that are controlling this planet. How's that? The people that are controlling this planet.
It's 13 of the prominent families that are basically doing everything around the planet. Some of their names, when I saw them, I recognized them right away. Others, I had no idea. But let's see, 13 of them. Here we go. Orsini, Aldo Brandini, Paola Vanzini, Medici, Breakspear, Farnese, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Warburg, Hanover, Lee, L-I, Bruce, and Habsburg.
You mentioned several banking families there.
Yeah, the ones that come up quite often is, of course, is the Rothschilds. And I think below them would be Rockefeller, and then would be Warburg.
Yeah, the other families are obviously Italian, but those names are associated with popes and the ruling class. You know, and I'd have to do a deep dive into other ones, but that tends to be inconsequential because, you know, the latter ones, the bankers, are all Hebrew descent. Could the ones with the Italian names have been Hebrew descent? What are you talking about? They'd be Italian. No.
Wait a minute, Peter.
What?
Maybe that's the wrong assumption. I got to think about it. I was going to say, theoretically, we would all have some kind of Hebrew in us, wouldn't it? But I guess the Egyptians would fall into that. No.
I swore my grandmother was Jewish.
I mean, you know, so according to my understanding of history, it was the Jewish people who were freed from Egypt and moved into a land and began to populate that land, you know, eventually after 40 years of walking and blah, 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 but eventually and populate that land. So a lot of the people that came from there were all over the world, you know?
So what happens? Good.
What happens when, let's say somebody originates there and then they move to Timbuktu and they have a child. Well, that child is still of that descent, but he is now of Timbuktu. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a few different stories that we could tell, but we're going to get off subject. And one actually ties directly back to Jesus. Well, there were actually two Jesus. One that was Egyptian, and the other one, which was from the house of David, connected to Abraham.
Where did you get those two Jesus? You just blew my mind.
Yeah, well, it's actually, go back to the name Jesus. son of Zeus.
Yeah, but that was
so
that
it would be a son name, of. No, it was Yeshua.
Yeah.
And so there's Yeshua and Jesus. How's that?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
There's Yeshua and Jesus. Jesus came out of the Pharaonic lines, and that's the Jesus that went to India and went to the Himalayas and went here and there and everywhere and studied with all the ancient masters. Different Jesus. Yeshua is the Son of God. And actually, right in Yeshua, salvation in Yahuwah. Yeshua. Salvation is in Yahuwah. Interesting name that the Messiah was given, because it's through him or Yahuwah offering up his firstborn to. That's how important we were. That's how important we were to our Creator. Think about that. That he ransomed us. Okay. We got to go to the physical. And so we can get into a whole background on this. But why Jesus? Jesus actually had an obligation. Who hired the covering cherub of Eden to do the genetic engineering of the third dimension, the physical dimensions 8, 9, and 10, where the command come from. So there's a whole other show there, but anyway, here we are here today. Now, Rascal, you picked out the banking families, and we know that they are Jews, whether Ashkenazi Jews or whether he of Hebrew descent. And you have to go back to where? Rome. And we're talking Rome during the first century. It was after, and this ties into kind of where we are here. Keep in mind what's going on over in Israel today. In 70 CE, Titus came in. He surrounded the city during Passover. He caught the city with over 2 million people in it. And depending on which historian you read, Josephus, Flavius, I believe, said it was somewhere around 93,000 that were taken captive back to Rome as slaves, along with all the valuables from the temple. And they destroyed the whole city. Not a stone was left upon a stone. It's not where the mosque is today. It was down by the Pool of Siloam, and the Jewish archaeologists know it. But there's not a stone left upon a stone. Oh, this is the base of our temple. Well, that would make Jesus wrong. Anyway, just a little quick side note. But yeah, where the Pool of Siloam is where the temple was. And we know that based on biblical accounts. And because they would cleanse themselves in that pool before they would enter the temple. They wouldn't walk a quarter mile down the road in the dust and dirt in order to go then enter the temple. And so it was all part of a cleansing ceremony. That's how holy that they expected that, or that they looked at that. So we'll have to see where they stick the third temple that they already have built. We'll have to see where they locate that in the coming years. Yeah, I'm like 99% sure that's going to happen. But tonight's show is what these people want for us. And I can pretty much guarantee one thing. Well, all of these names are probably what's recorded at Revelation. It's actually both in chapters 2 and 3, verse 9. It talks about, we're told that those from the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews and are not but are lying, I will make them come before you and do obeisance at your feet, for I will show them how much I love you. Think about that. And so these are the people. I'm not going to dispute that that's who they are. I wonder if they all have Hebrew descent, because it's by the end of the first century, you have 98%. Well, no, it was over 90%. I thought it was quite that high. 90% of the Jews who were taken captive out of that 93,000, that's called 90,000. 90% of the 90,000 were free men. They bought their way out of slavery. Where did they go from there? They assimilated into the Roman Empire. And you can be sure that the money changers, the Sadducees, the Pharisees of ancient Jerusalem in the first century were the most healed, and probably were part of those sects were taken back to Rome. What do you think they were going to do?
Oh, we're slaves now. Nothing we could do about it.
No, what have they done wherever they went over the last 2,000 years? Who controls the banking system today? Those from the synagogue of Satan. You can't make this up. Look at the connections. Okay, I don't have a complete lineage of who begot whom in order to come down to who was Daddy Rothschild's father, and they changed their name. It was Bauer, and it was changed to the name Rothschild because in German that means red shield, and it was a red shield that hung outside of their shop with the Star of Molech on it. Those from the synagogue of Satan. Hey, you can't make up history once you comprehend it and find the real history, not the manufactured stuff that they've been feeding us throughout the last 200 years, especially the last 100 years. And we're going through this transition, but it's these people who are sending a clear message to what's going on this planet. At least that's what it would appear to be. I listened to Glenn Beck, and I just catch him on occasion. He's not somebody that I particularly care for. Years ago, and this is funny, years ago, I saw him going off on a Hasidic Jew because he didn't support what was going on in Israel. Huh. And Beck was going nuts, and this Hasidic Jew was like, no, that's not true at all. It's not the way it is. You know, we don't support that. And they don't. They don't. Go look up Jews Against Zion. Jews Against Zionism. And there'll be protests. Usually it's down toward New York City or pockets where there's large amounts of Hasidic Jews. And yeah, they'll form a protest against some sort of movement there. And they all work in unison. So it's quite interesting. And they have they're kind of like the Puritans, I guess, if you wanted to classify them. But they're part of the Puritans. Are they right? I really don't know how deep they go. And are they studying the Torah or the Talmud? Big difference there. Or are they studying the Kabbalah? You've got the Law of Moses and two ancient religious ideologies. And that's why Jesus referred to them as the Jews. There were the people and the Jews. The ruling class were the Jews. Hey, I didn't make it up. It's right there in Scripture. But who were they? What did they believe? And Jesus himself said, called them the serpents, offsprings of viper. Your father was a manslayer when he began, and he's still a manslayer. Satan, your father. That's where he connected them to, right to their faces. How many people do we have today that are connected to religious orders that are telling the people what they need to do and basically feeding us bullshit while telling us it's the gospel truth based on religious dogma and doctrine with no scientific backing, no scientific comprehension of what's written in the scriptures, cherry-picked from here to the other end of the orchard and applied and misdirected, and the information has been so twisted and turned, and most people just go along with it. However, we go to Ephesians 6:11. Our fight is not with flesh and blood. Our fight is with the principalities and with the governments running the world. I'm surprised it doesn't say our fight's with the bankers too, but who's running the governments? Hello, Federal Reserve. Hey, can we have another another trillion? Oh, yeah, not a problem. Hey, let me get my computer. Good, you're good to go. We just invented another $1 trillion. Now, remember, you're going to owe us in real assets if that fail, if you don't pay. It's insanity that they sell to us. Total insanity. But the two things happened. Oh, anyway, getting back to Glenn Beck, I'm sorry, I didn't finish that thought. Glenn Beck was quoting the findings of several academics and leaders of different organizations. And I believe it was six of them, five or six. And they all came to the conclusion, basically, that what it boiled down to is the most notable of them all, he was a pure academic. He said, you got to burn down the United States and then rebuild it out of the ashes. Oh, Lahaina, anybody? Paradise Valley? The Palisades? Interesting thing to say. You got to burn it down completely and then rebuild it from the ashes. Order out of chaos. You go one step further. Between what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, well, it's actually Ukraine is the battleground. It's between Russia and the European Union. You've got an interesting situation there. And, Rascello, could you put up that first picture number one? Russia on Monday had one of their supersonic bombers. It's atomic capable. It can drop nuclear weapons. They lost control. Pilots were on a training mission. The jet went out of control, and it went nose down. You can see the picture there, steep of angle, and the impact on the ground. And I was like, "Whoa, what the heck just happened?" It just went bad. Nobody can. They just lost control. And this was one of 20 bombers that they had in this class. That was Monday. Rascal, can you put up the next picture? Number two. What happens on Tuesday? B-52 bomber testing a new advanced radar system took off to go on a flight to go test out this radar system that they put in. 8-engine nuclear capable bomber. It's been the backbone of the Air Force, what, 70 years now? I was watching an interview. Kid became young captain becomes a pilot of the same B-52 bomber that his dad flew back in Vietnam. How many miles you got on that thing? Yeah, it's a generational bomber. It takes off and then crashes, and that's what's left of it. It's a greasy spot on the runway. What, in about 24 hours, maybe 36, Monday, Tuesday, boom. Riscala, when's the last time that you've heard of a B-52 falling out of the air?
Quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
They don't go down easy. That's why they've been around for so long.
Workhorse. Yeah, exactly. How much of a B-52 do you see there?
Yeah.
What B-52? Now, granted, it was fully laden with fuel, and it could go on a long flight with a full load of fuel. And aluminum does melt at a much lower temperature than steel. And it makes you wonder. Would you, if you saw that, would you believe that was a B-52 crash?
Sorry, I was on. I mute my mic because I have background noise. No, that doesn't look like a B-52 at all.
It looks like a greasy spot on the side of a road.
I'm not saying that it's not. It just, to me, it doesn't look like a B-52. If that, it's possible, I guess, if it was fully loaded with fuel, and because they say it no sooner than it took off, it crashed. So. If it were fully loaded with fuel, but I don't see, in my experience of seeing air crashes, there's always something around, some piece of the fuselage or something, an engine, something. I don't see anything like that here.
When I saw that put me in mind of a YouTube video. You know, back in the day, before everything had algorithms. This was actually like right after the last Iraqi war. They had a Russian tank out in the middle of the desert, and this was on YouTube. It was a report from the field. You had the driver who was videotaping, or he had his cell phone recording this, and the guy in the front seat next to him is calling in coordinates. And there's one more of them, at least one more guy in the back seat that, you know, you can just tell where the sound's coming from. And you kind of see the guy in the passenger seat, you know, using a keyboard. And the guy in the back seat says, "Watch this." And a bolt of energy comes out of the sky, hits the tank right on the top of it, right on the turret. And turns the whole thing to dust. The barrel just went poof. Didn't blow off and go somewhere. It just went poof. And I was like, what? Yeah, that YouTube video was up for about a week. Then gone. Oh, wow. If we can't let anybody see this, poof. It was gone. And so I look at this crash site and I think, poof, it was gone. Totally destroyed. greasy spot in the desert. You look at Lahaina, you look at the Palisades in California, then go look at Paradise Valley and tell me those weren't energy weapons. Tell me those weren't energy weapons. Wait a minute, all those houses burned down and the woods around them are still green? They didn't burn? You're kidding me. Outrageous. How'd that happen? You see a burning house and all sorts of shrubbery around the house still green.
Peter.
Yes, sir.
I read an article while all that was going on that I guess he was an electrician. He said he had an electrical background. He was claiming that these electric meters that we have, I can't think of the right word, the ones that are
electronic,
not the analog.
No, the smart meters. Yeah.
Smart meters. He was saying that they can be programmed to short out. And in the process of shorting out, it heats up all the wires in the house and turns them into a fire, I guess. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's a pretty scary thought.
Yeah,
that was his reasoning for what you just said. Well, how can there be a house completely demolished and yet there's a green plastic trash can sitting outside? Or the tires on the tires and rims on the cars melted like wax, and next to the car is a tree standing there.
Yeah, I had that happen.
Yeah, well, so he was. You know, that was his excuse about the houses. I want to hear what he's got to say about the cars.
But, you know, one of the things that I heard about what happened in Lahaina. I mean, you listen to that mess, and it's like, oh my God, who did this? Who did this? It actually melted metal culvert pipes under the ground. Wait a minute, what? The energy beam that they used did that, allegedly.
I read something about the land purchases that were attempted are going to be blocked. Or are blocked, one of the two. Which?
Oh, yeah, it's a nightmare. Hello, 15-minute city. It's California. They're still counting votes. How do we want to maneuver this?
They have to figure out that it's an average difference. You know, they can't have a landslide for the bad guy and nothing for the good guy.
But they're already under investigation.
It's ridiculous, Peter. What's going on? It's like you said earlier, the whole thing needs to be taken down. And all these people, they need to be brought before a court. And if they're found guilty of whatever the crime is that they're done, then there's no appeals and none of this crap. If you get 20 years, then you're 20 years, pal. There's no early out. There's none of that. If you are found guilty of a heinous crime that is, you know, the murder execution is the result of you may have murdered somebody, then that's what it boils down to. But what you said earlier really is, I said that many years ago, but I said it in a different way. I referred to it as when you do a wash and you're washing whites, for example. Me personally, I will put Clorox in there and some borax along with the detergent in order to bleach that white, to bring that whiteness back out, take that dirt and all that grime that's been embedded into it back out of it. And I said, that's what we need to do with our government. We need to bleach our government. We need to get rid of all of the dirt, all of the stuff that has embedded itself into our government, and start with people who truly care and go back to the original idea that when you go to be a congressman or a senator or whatever that might be, it's you're serving the country. You're not there to make it a career. You're there to 3 to 4, however, whichever, you know, when it is, if it's a 2-year or a 6-year, whatever it is, and 1 or 2 terms, and that's it, pal, and let someone else come in. We need a fresh dosage of ideas and people rotating all the time. This I believe we are where we are, and I may be wrong, but I think that we are where we are because we have been stagnant in the ability to, can't think of the right word, to bring people in and out. We've had the same people in office for, my God, 50 years, some of them 30 years.
Don't let that bother you. Don't let that bother you. It's all going to change.
Yeah, I hope so.
One of the academics that Beck was quoting said that the corruption was so deep that the system could not be fixed.
Yeah.
Think about that. The corruption was that deep.
I believe the system is fine. It's the people within the system that have just messed everything up so badly. But I think the original idea of the system is fine. Where we failed, I believe, again, my opinion, I believe it's moral. We have lost our morale. We're no longer a moral country. At one time, I served this country believing what I was doing was an honorable thing. I was defending freedom and different rights for people. Come to find out many years later, that's not what it is. We've lost it. People say, shame on you. There is no shame anymore. There was a time when somebody said, shame on you. That really was a heavy thing to tell somebody. Now they just, yeah, right. Next. Did I lose you, Peter? Or are you still on?
No, I'm sorry about that. Here's the battle in which we find ourselves. And Russell, can you go to the next picture? Picture number 4.
Yeah, if I can scroll back here.
The battle in which we find ourselves in is this. This is what they want for us.
This is the end game.
This is what they want for us. Hey, they took down the World Trade Center. Come on. And it wasn't planes that flew into it. Those buildings were designed to hold, to take the impact of a 747.
Two of them.
Yeah.
You're designed to take two of them, not just a single, a double.
Wham, wham. Oh, shit. Radar is really bad today. Why would that happen? Three major airports right in that vicinity. Two of them will handle a 747. Anyway, regardless. But, yeah, that's what they want for us, but not just us, for the entire planet. Because the only way that these people can win, that Satan can win, is if he destroys all the Christians. Hello, Sharia law. We'll get you. Infidel. Yeah. Guarantee the right freedom of religion. Help yourself. But you're dealing with a deadly ideology. You're dealing with a death cult. I'm not saying everybody who's Islamic is part of the death cult, but look at Sharia law. Read it or understand it. Understand that their basic principles. You want to read something interesting? Go look up Noahide law. Oh, that's the Jewish version of the same damn thing. Or the Israeli version, or the Synagogue of Satan's version. Or maybe you should look into Albert Pike's dogma doctrine and dogma. Maybe that's right, doctrine and dogma. Well, yeah, that's what the church teaches. Dogma and doctrine. Dogma and doctrine. I did get out of order here. Russell, can you jump back to picture number 3? I want to point something out here. And by the way, yes, the only way that the satanic system of evil can win is if they destroy all evidence of those who would connect themselves to Jesus or Yeshua and Yahuwah, our creators and our life, our creator and our life savers, saver. Yeah, make up plural. That's the connection that we have to make. And I can't make that connection for anybody else but me. And neither can any of us make that connection for somebody else. And it's not a come to Jesus moment, but sometimes people need to have that experience. And I'm not talking about a religious movement of some sort where you're jumping up and down and grabbing everybody's hand and singing hallelujah. I'm talking about a personal connection, a conscious connection to the supreme highest power who values us so much that he was willing to sacrifice his firstborn so that we could gain back our freedom from the satanic enslavement which has entangled this planet for the last 6,000 years. Think about it. We have hit a point in cosmic time when all of this is culminating. And so we're going to find ourselves eventually in the middle of a cosmic battle for the future of planet Earth. We already know how, what happens. But these families that you mentioned earlier, Escala, these families are all part of the synagogue of Satan. Now, this picture here, it doesn't exactly show the synagogue of Satan. As a matter of fact, it shows something that's not there. And I'll make the connection in just a minute. What do you see? This is actually the new chair of the Federal Reserve being sworn in, Kevin Warburg. I mean, I'm sorry, Wash, W-A-R-S-H. Interesting. I think I got that right. But anyway, he's being sworn in by one of the justices there, Justice Thomas. And there's President Trump looking on, and there's all the American flags. Something's missing. What's missing? Look at the flags. The gold fringe is gone. We are no longer under Admiralty law. Let that sink in. We are no longer under Admiralty law. That's the first time I've seen American flag being displayed without the gold fringe. When Trump came down the elevator and made his announcement for president, he was surrounded by American flags with the gold fringe. I saw that. I was like, huh, he's being backed by the military. Gold fringe on the flag. Hadn't seen that before. Not with the candidate running for president. And in about 2 or 3 weeks, they all had gold fringe. The Democrats that were running against them, and you know, the other people running for president, they put gold fringe on their flag real quick. But Trump came down and stood before the gold fringed flag. Now he's standing before the American flag, no longer under Admiralty law. Admiralty law established by the crown. Or the Crown Corporation. See that, Riscala? No fringe.
Still here.
Yep. No fringe. No. What are your thoughts?
Well, like you said, Admiralty law. When you see the fringe around it, that they also, the nickname for that is the Jolly Roger, because it's laws of the sea. It's not laws of the land. And when you see that fringe is no longer there, then there's a distinct difference in the form of government that they're displaying. Also, just a lot of people don't know, but the flag that you're seeing, even though it doesn't have the fringe, is the American flag of war. There is a flag of peace. I think I may have that. But there is actually a flag of peace. This is the flag of peace.
Yeah.
Well, what you're seeing is the flag of war.
Well, you know, since America, since the founding of the United States, we've been flying that flag. Oh, in the 250 years of the existence of the United States, I don't think that there's 50 years of peace. When I looked into it, it was about 20 years ago that I looked into it. We had 23 years of peace, by, I don't know, was it, let's say, 2005, between 2005, 2010, somewhere in there. 23 years of peace in the existence of the United States of America.
Oh, Lincoln's the greatest president ever.
Yep. 500,000 American lives died in that war. 500,000. More Americans died in the Civil War than died in all the wars combined in the 20th century.
The great president. Look at all the Americans he killed.
Was that a blood sacrifice? You know, you have to start questioning this. You get the story about the Titanic. Yeah, we know we hit an iceberg. We know we lost about 1,500 people. And then there's the backstory that comes up where the people that were the banksters, the American moguls that objected to the Federal Reserve were on that ship. And they went down with the ship. Was it J.P. Morgan, I think it was, was probably the most notable, and he went down with the ship.
There was one of them, I don't remember which one, but there was one of them that was scheduled to be on the ship and then left at the last, did not get on at the last minute.
Yep, and that was one of the ones I forget the bank, which banker it was, but that was one of the guys that were pro Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
So, you know, was this all predestined? Was it an act of the satanic god to sink the Titanic, to kill one or two people on the Titanic that may have been instrumental in preventing the Federal Reserve and sacrificing everybody else that was on that ship to seal the deal? The deal made with the devil? Those from the synagogue of Satan. Those are the synagogue of Satan. Anyway, so, yeah, they want us totally destroyed. So this way they can win. You know, who is they? Riscola, can you put up picture number 5? Because just as they did 2,000 years ago, all roads led to Rome. And, Pope Ratzinger sums it up quite nicely. He was a Hitler Nazi youth and one of the most evil-looking popes that I could remember. There's even memes of him as Darth Vader's boss there. It's been a while. the Lord Sith there. I forgot the character's name in Star Wars. But anyway, there's a meme, and it's like, damn, they nailed it. How did this happen? Did they choose a pope that looked like the Dark Lord. Anyway, I should have put that picture up too. That was interesting. But yeah, all roads lead to Rome. However, let's go to picture number 7. All roads lead to Rome. Whoa, what do we see there? We see the Pope kissing the hand of Rothschild and Rockefeller. Those from the synagogue of Satan in league with what used to be the Holy Roman Empire. And who's subject to whom? Think about it. Where do you see the submission? Should have had you post that one to the Pope and Trump. Oh, that's a classic one. I laugh every time I think about that picture. Anyway, there's one I got to chuckle about, too. It's when the Pope was standing in one of America's holy places with Obama, and they're yucking it up, laughing, having a good old time, planning the future. The Pope had released his 41-page treatise known as the Post-2015 Development Agenda, where they were going to start the destruction of the United States of America. They started it with Europe. All of a sudden, mass immigration to Europe. And I was like, this ain't good. And who was sponsoring it? The United Nations and the church. Church, what do you mean? Those poor people, they just had their homeland bombed out. Gee, I wonder who did that, and was it the banksters? His great-great-grandma Rothschild said, if my sons did not want war, war would not exist.
I got a question.
Yeah. Okay.
If you look at the picture and you see the Pope is dressed in white and he has a white, what is that thing called, a yarmulke?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they actually call it something else, but yeah, the Pope will wear that.
And then the guy he's kissing his hand, is he a Rothschild?
Rothschild or Rockefeller.
It doesn't look.
Okay. I think a Rothschild.
He's wearing a black. Too. He's wearing a black yarmulke.
Black square, so, white square.
Now, who do I? What?
Who do what? Black square, white square. I'll explain that in a minute. But yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
So what you're telling me is they're part of the game. They're all black and white here. I didn't understand why the Pope even has this thing on to begin with. The last time I saw him, he had on him. Looked like a fish's head. Yep.
It actually is. That's exactly what it symbolizes, and it goes back to the worship of Dagon. The priests of the priests of Dagon would basically skin out a fish, a big, good sized fish, and they would put its head on top of theirs. It's called a mitre. Yeah, so
I was curious about the white and black thing.
Yeah, well, white square, black square, I'll explain that. If you look into Freemasonry, did I just mention the third death cult? Yeah, but they're American. Yeah, so they got underground base. It's a big damn deal. well, at least the 33rd degree and above do. Or 32nd in the Scottish Rite, depending on which branch you belong to. If you're not an initiated Freemason at that level, you're just a surface dweller. That's it. You're part of the rest of us. But don't feel bad. Hey, you know what? Look up. Stand up. Your deliverance is getting near. Stand erect. It's not just standing up. it's basically standing up, shoulders back, chest out. Yes, sir, here it comes. Know you're protected. Know you're protected. Because if you come to that conclusion, if you adopt that idea, if you live in that manner, you'll be protected. I'm terrible with numbers. I'm great on quoting. Psalm 91. I believe it's Psalm 91. Forget the actual verse. It says, 10,000 will fall at my right hand, and 10,000 will fall at your right hand, and 1,000 at your left. But to you will come no harm. You will only see it. Wow. I'd like to think the ratios are a little bit better than that. But it talks about having Yahuwah's protection. I've personally experienced that many times, about 16 times in my life, and each one gets more interesting, including dealing with blue energy orbs. Unbelievable. Most incredible thing. When you see what I would call the hand of God in action, you no longer have faith. You've got beyond faith. You know what's capable. You know how you're protected. You comprehend that. If anybody's had a near-death experience, you know that. You know that. Now, there's one thing that this group of people do not want you to know. And can we have picture number six, Rascala? Picture number six. The one thing that these people do not want you to know is what this man right here was trying to educate the people to. That's Tyndale, the man who was translating the Bible into English so that the English-speaking people could read and comprehend what was written within the scriptures and learn the truth and not have to live by the dogma and doctrine of the church. And for that, they strangled him and they burned him at the stake for educating the people. Who did? The church did. The church did. Think about that. Many people were killed, burned at the stake, just for reading a Bible. Just for reading a Bible. Do some research into the Reformation. And then go do some research into the French Holy Wars. It's interesting. I go back to my great-grandfather. His people were hiding from religious persecution because of being supporters by Martin Luther. The church was trying to snuff us all out, and he married a woman who was a French Huguenot who was escaping religious persecution during the French Holy Wars. Both sides of the family were being persecuted for their beliefs. And is it any wonder that I do what I do now? And so, tell the truth, teach the truth, have people come back and be connected and claim their inheritance, their God-given inheritance, to have a future on this planet Earth, but not just us, our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. And may our family be like the stars of heaven. Because ultimately, that's where we'll go. And we can get there in an instant. Hello, Tachyon Technology. We have a fantastic future. We've got a big speed bump to get over. And when you know what's going on, you know what to expect. You can always be prepared because we are on the road to Armageddon. And with that, I'm going to thank everybody for joining us and listening. Hey, go back to what Luke said. Look up. Stand erect. Our deliverance is getting near. Be happy with that. We're living through the most incredible time in history, never to be repeated again. Stories to tell your great-grandchildren. And I don't care how old you are. We just have to all live through this mess. So with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all, to everyone and theirs. Raskol, love and blessings to you, too. I appreciate you producing the show, as I always do. It's always great to have you chime in. I appreciate that, too. And most of all, I appreciate everyone who is searching for the answers they're getting here. May God bless you. May Yahuwah bless you till time indefinite. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. Have a fantastic week. And we'll be back here next Thursday night with more information. We'll have to see what happens this week. Hey, 4th of July is coming. And, better times are coming. Yeah, we got a lot of crap to get through. Yeah, we got a major battle here on Earth to get through. But with that, hey, stay positive. Make that cosmic connection. Feel and pray and meditate and get close to God. Get close to Yahuwah. Love and blessings, everyone. Good night.